a welcome victory for Hearts, only their second in 10 games, and they made hard work of it against Merivale United. Hearts led 2-0 by the 29th minute, but just after half-time, they were pegged back to 2-2. However, they lifted themselves again, and Paul McVeigh's header midway through the second half earned him the full points. McVeigh's close-range header from Gary Merritt's corner kick capped a fine display from the Fanad man. Making only his fourth senior appearance, McVeigh opened his Hearts account on just before the half-hour mark, when he combined with Kevin McHugh before turning the ball home from close range. It was McHugh who'd given Hearts a deserved lead, finishing with typical aplomb following another super delivery from Merritt. And while McVeigh rightfully earns the plaudits for his two goals, Merritt deserves special praise as well for a fine display out on the left. He almost scored a spectacular goal when just before the break, his long-range effort was brilliantly tipped over the bar by Merivale keeper Conor Gleeson. 2-0 up and well in control, the Harps supporters had quickly forgotten the fact that neither Michael Funston nor Mark Skaltok had been able to start because of a hold-up with their international clearance. But Merivale always carried a threat coming forward, and right before half-time, they got themselves back into this contest when Kieran Gallagher's fumble allowed Alan Murphy to score from close range. A bizarre penalty decision from match referee Rona Daly led to the equaliser immediately after half-time. Keith Cowan was penalised for a volleyed clearance, which resulted in Merivale striker Stephen Walsh sustaining a nasty head injury. Cowan pleaded his case, but Miss Daly was having none of it, and much to the bemusement of most in the sparse attendance, the penalty was buried by Murphy to make it 2-2. The first half had been hugely enjoyable. The second half was, however, much more laboured. But it was Harps who struck for what proved the winner, when Paul McVeigh nodded in at the near post on 67 minutes to make it Harps 3, Merivale United 2.